Hello, everyone. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, in for Tanzina Vega, and you're listening to The Takeaway. Last November, a brutal war began in Ethiopia between the Ethiopian government and rebel forces in the Tigray region. Thousands have died in the conflict over the past 8 months, and earlier this week, rebel forces claimed that they'd captured Alamata, the major town in the southern part of Tigray. Ethiopia's Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, said he would repel the attacks, even though just 2 weeks ago, the federal government declared a ceasefire. We're joined today by Samuel Getachew, a freelance journalist based in Ethiopia. Samuel, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you, Melissa. How are you?
Can you talk to us about the veracity of the claim that rebel forces have captured Alamata?
We're hearing the rumors. As you know, it's an area where we can't even travel in. I just came back from Humara and my country, where genocide happened late last year. And that was also believed to have been captured by the TPLF. But I was in Humara, and that wasn't true. But when it comes to Alamata and Kore, where the 1984 Ethiopian famine happened, it seems to be... we've been hearing from different credible sources. They're telling us it indeed has been captured by the TPLF, and the leadership of the TPLF was in Alamata, Getachew Reda, meeting with his family, giving us more proof that it has been captured by the TPLF forces, or TDF.
And what will that mean for the people, for the residents who live there?
I mean, when I was in Humara, it seemed to have been a very dead city. It was tense. The people seem to be confused, and it continues to be that way because, can you imagine living in a city where you don't even know who is in charge? So I think the people of Alamata are going through that kind of process.
Now, what do you make of the prime minister's response that he's going to repel these attacks?
Well, there seems to be a willingness to respond. But again, I have to wonder what it means on the ground with this conflict reaching its first year anniversary in November, with so many people attacked. I have to speak from the humanitarian perspective. It seems to be a very overwhelming conflict that's going to continue to attack more, affect more people, and the famine is going to be certainly in the future of the region.
We spoke just 2 weeks ago, and there was a unilateral ceasefire declared by the federal government. What's happened to that?
So the ceasefire that was to have come into effect was the idea of the Ethiopian government. The TPLF felt it wasn't consulted enough, and they called it a sick joke, quote unquote. And they had their own ideas how they would endorse some kind of ceasefire. And some of the demands they had was... the release of all its political prisoners. They felt that they were targeted because of their background, according to them, the recognition of their TPLF government in Mekelle, and transfer payment that they felt should go to them, that they deserve to receive from the federal government. So this were some of the demands they had. So I don't think it has been implemented the way it should have been. And according to the UN, there are many, many areas that they can't access and give, everyday people the support they need so the Ethiopia can prevent a famine that's certain to come to the area. And you have to remember, close to 1 million people, according to the Biden administration in Washington, are facing famine. So this is a disaster that we can't help but watch from a distance because nobody can access it anymore.
Samuel Getachew is a freelance journalist in Ethiopia. Samuel, please take care of yourself, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Melissa.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.